Andrés Castillo Bernal, les voy a contar una historia sobre la Revolución Cubana a través de mi compañero Osvaldo Torres. Yo soy un periodista producto de la Revolución Cubana. Mi origen es...
My name is Andrés Castillo Bernal. I am a journalist. I am a product of the Cuban Revolution. I'm going to tell you a story about the Cuban Revolution through my friend Osvaldo Torres. I come from a humble family. We are four brothers. As a matter of fact, I was the only one from my brothers who had the possibility of studying. When I was a child, I had the possibility, before the revolution, I had the possibility of seeing Fidel Castro and Che Guevara once in my town. There was a fair exhibiting cattle and different animals, and they were there as part of the rebel army, and there were many people. I was a child. I was just 13 years old. But I had the desire of being next to Fidel Castro and his comrades in arms. They were just too common and ordinary people. People who laughed, people who cried, people who sang. They are not saints, they are not perfect people, because there are no perfect people. But at that time, they were endangering their life. And I think that there must have been many young people who felt like me. At least for me, it was a frustration not being a guerrilla fighter.
De ser guerrillero, que pudieron haberse sentido así. Por lo menos yo, para mí es una frustración no haber sido guerrillero. Y por eso es que escribo tanto de la revolución. Sencillamente eran dos seres humanos.
For many years I have kept the image of that moment. And that moment is the inspiration to find the essence of what the man can be. I didn't have the possibility to talk to him at that moment, but when I studied at college, Fidel could appear at any moment in the Cadena Square. I had the opportunity of seeing him perhaps 6 or 7 times. For us, it was always a great impression because Fidel has an impressive, smashing personality. He has the capacity of talking during hours without any rest about different topics. He may talk about politics, he may talk about baseball, he may talk about the space. He has a very big capacity of persuading. And even in big demonstrations, there are some moments when he communicates with people as if he were communicating in a private place.
Que Cuba tenga que ser el único país del mundo. El único país del mundo. Sobre el cual tengan derecho a volar aviones militares de otra nación. Sencillamente...
Once my classmate urged me to invite him to have breakfast. So I told him, Fidel, why don't you take us to have breakfast? He answered, where? My friend asked me to invite him to La Pelota. La Pelota is a coffee shop. So he said something and he agreed. So the bodyguards and he headed to the cars.
Lo cierto es que estuvimos conversando con Fidel hasta alrededor de la 1 de la tarde. Lo cuento como una expresión de lo que había dicho cuando hablé en otro momento sobre...
The truth is that we talked with Fidel up to 1 o'clock, as if Fidel was not a president. Tell you this because I want to highlight what I said before about the characteristics of men, because many times people think that it is impossible to talk to Fidel. Finally, what I'm going to tell you, when I got to my house, I took off the shirt I was wearing and I have kept it. I haven't worn it more from that time. I just keep it as a memory for my granddaughter.
Me la quité cuando llegué a mi casa, la guardé en un nylon y más nunca la he utilizado. La guardo como un recuerdo para mis nietas.